Hello, hello, hello.
This is WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. And this is
M's Music Hour
with your hosts,
Morgan
and Minna.
Woohoo!
And y'all, tonight we got a very special episode for
you. We do.
It is our long awaited.
Yeah, trust me. She's been.
Yeah. 90s R&B.
Woo!
And everyone cheered and everyone screamed.
Yes,
and
everyone
cried.
Is so excited for 90s R&B.
Excited.
This was.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, 90s R&B was like in our pitch. When we pitched the show, this was one of the like the main things that we had like a vision board for. And we were like, this is the vibe we want. Like, it was, you know, it was heavily discussed in our.
In our pitch.
In our pitch.
Because
we just love 90s R&B. What can we say?
It's true. And 90s R&B is just such a, like, diverse and, like, incredibly rich genre. Because
Absolutely,
it's not just R&B tonight. We're also going to be talking about hip-hop. Because we're just doing the umbrella of just, like, neo-hip-hop, soul,
exactly.
R&B, whatever.
Yeah, because we also, like, we only have so many shows. And, like, obviously, we would love to give hip-hop its own episode as well. Because there is also such a big culture around that. But unfortunately, we cannot.
And also, I have a inclination for R&B, and so therefore,
yeah.
That's the
I
way
mean,
it goes.
Come on, R&B is so great.
Come on,
The 90s
was
so
just such a special time in terms of like the artists that were coming up and the influences that they were doing, and just the amount of sampling was really cool because
absolutely.
Like we've been talking like every like week, being like, okay, well, we were back in the 70s, and we were like, oh yeah, and like it's influenced X, Y, and Z artists. Now what to those X,
Y,
and Z
influences? I also do think like. The 90s, every artist was in conversation with each other.
Yes.
In a really, really cool way because I think, like, this was the first time where, like it was, like, every single time I hear a song that's made in the 90s, I can tell it's from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where it's just, like, it has that, like, there's this, like, underlying, like, feeling about it.
Yeah. And there were also a couple producers that were, like, kind of running the game. And so, like, not only do things sound like that in the 90s, but also it's because these producers were so incredibly influential. I will list them off. I have them on my notes app. I just don't have that one right now. So, you'll get that later.
Yeah. You gotta wait your turn.
To kick us off.
We're gonna get it started with My Life by Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, we are.
Here you guys go.
Woohoo.
Don't you know I know give you peace of mind. Yes, it would. And you will see the sunshine. For real. Yes, you would. And you'll get to free your mind. And things will turn out.
My Life by Mary J. Blige. Sorry, my chair is all messed up. And I Get Lonely by Janet Jackson.
Yeah, it was. Anyways.
And we kicked it off with two icons.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we did. Yes, we did. So the way that I arranged this right before the show was that I started off with the girlies that kind of like did the neo hip hop R&B thing.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're doing our hip hop classics. And then after that, we're going to do like all of our like our well-known 90s yes, girlies.
Exactly.
But Mary J. Blige really is like considered like the queen slash founder of like neo hip hop, which is really yeah. cool. She like basically introduced a lot of those like sounds of like mm-hmm. the like hotter beats and like the trills and stuff yeah. like that into like 90s R&B
yeah.
and definitely set the scene for a lot of the other girlies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's awesome. And she also has like that big voice thing still.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a mix of like kind of it's soul and it's hip hop mm-hmm. and it's a little bit of everything. So
yeah.
It's
and
cool.
that's really, and Janet Jackson is kind of the opposite in a mm-hmm. way. With like her voice is like a lot more like sultrier mm-hmm. and like, you know, like sexy and kind of has like that vibe yeah. to it.
And it still has like the clubby vibe.
It does.
Nicole.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I really think you can like hear a lot of just like her musical evolution, you know, coming from like a place like the Jackson 5 mm-hmm. and everything. And then like, you know, like she really found her own voice and like she like really paved the way for like a lot of Black female artists
100%.
In the industry. Like, I don't know, like, I think, like, her, Whitney Houston, and just, like, they just, like, really, really did a lot for Black femininity.
Yeah, so true.
So, yeah,
so true.
Super, super cool.
They're both super awesome women. We needed to you know, play
shout
out.
Them out.
Yeah,
give,
exactly.
Give them the first
homage. Up. Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, so we're going to be moving on to Hit 'Em Up by Tupac and the Outlaws, and then Where I'm From by...
Mm-hmm.
Diggable Planets. Sorry,
uh-huh.
I can't see. I have bad vision.
Enjoy.
I ain't got no motherfucker.
So I fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First though, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come be quick with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck. Plus, Puffy tryna see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Little Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil' Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace. I let the niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride tonight. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your caps peeled. See, grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me? But your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up.
Out. You motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you bitch made
yeah,
ass
yeah,
bad
yeah,
boy
fuck
bitches.
Up, yeah.
Feel.
Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank Wright needs to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderers. And I ain't never heard of ya. Poisonous cats attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shake your whole style when I can't. Guard your rank cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy, we get in the fucking block, I'm running through, nigga. And I'm smoking Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your cloud petty sour, I'll put packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up over me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker, you deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it and smiled. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I'm
from N.E.W. Jersey, with plenty murders occurs. No point to come. We bring the drama to all you heard. Now we check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's to your knees. Copping, please, a degenerio. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. Get your little Junior Wapa click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money crashing and ass through Brooklyn. With my click looting, shooting and polluting your block with 15 shots. Cock lock to your knot. Outlaw, mafia click. Moving up another notch in your box top spots.
mobbed and dropped on your fake ass East Coast props, brainstormed and locked.
Use a beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alizé with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean, approach the scene of the caper. Like a loke, with low season and a choke, untoting smoke. We ain't no motherfucking joke, dog. Like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got him crossed as soon as the funk was popping off. Nigga, I hit him up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Whole Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job?
Life where I'm from, where I'm from. A mod play with Izzy where I'm from, where I'm from. It be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beat by the pack where I'm from. Nappy hair is light. We be reading marks where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat. And dick some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoon tied to you, twin units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some where I'm from. The beats is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, Gangsta Lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair, G, where I'm from. The fire hoses blow, it's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go, split. It's hip, what's hip, when hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak, them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hear the ends of every week. We twist, exist, to spin the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing, but it's we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Speak the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk, but don't play the role. Where you from?
Wicked dick plans got team. Where I'm from, where I'm from. It's Clarence 13. Where I'm from, where I'm from. Brothers took the beats and got fly.
Why?
That's most asked by 85. Where I'm from. Faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off that boom boom crack. It's that hip hop rockers jazz when I max. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongue, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1-2 mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard head intervene.
Damn, I know you're fluent.
Yeah, cause doodle ain't having it, and butterfly knew it. Where you from?
Alrighty, so that was the tracks. I feel as though I don't need to repeat them.
Y'all know what
y'all know what it was. I just said it 2 songs ago. You got it.
Everyone text us now if you are East Coast or West Coast. I'm in the Notorious fight. We were reading up on it. It was crazy. So yeah, we can't not talk about like 90s hip hop without talking about it.
It is.
Big feud between West Coast and East Coast rappers, which culminated in Tupac and Biggie's like big, you know, thing. Yeah. They hated each other. They, you know,
they did not get along. You heard in Tupac's song, Hit 'Em Up, he was calling that.
He's mad.
He was calling him out.
He was mad. So yeah, and then Tupac died in drive-by shooting, and then Biggie died in drive-by shooting.
So, you know.
Any conspiracy theorists, if you want to come on and tell us your stories now, please call our numbers. No, I'm kidding. but yeah, so we can't talk about 90s hip-hop without that.
No, obviously. That was a huge part of it.
1,000%, a massive positive.
I also think, like, I don't know, giving a voice to it is important, but also, like...
It's okay, we can move on.
Yeah.
and that's all right, too. But it also, I think, sparked a lot of just general conversation. Like, I think it put it definitely in the spotlight and made the cultural conversation a lot... I wouldn't say, like, richer. I'm trying to, like, find a better word. But, like, because it's not like it was for good, but, like...
It made it a lot deeper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, just the cultural relevancy of it. And, like, kind of everybody had an opinion and everyone was weighing in and everything like that. I mean, like, there were murals painted everywhere. And, like, there were people, like what I mean, like, East Coast versus West Coast.
Exactly.
Like, that really
no,
was
and
the
there's
debate
still fragments of it today that are still relevant in our culture. So, yeah, no, it absolutely is important to touch upon.
Yes.
But also, we got a full playlist for you guys. Exactly. Unfortunately, we cannot spend too much time.
I will
time.
Talk about Diggable Planets for a second. Because
yes, because they are
awesome.
Really, really
they're
cool.
They're awesome and not problematic.
And exactly. And that is why we'll be getting
actually,
more time.
To this day, they're still, like, recording and, like, touring and everything. I actually, like, really want to go see them.
No,
they're,
that,
like,
yeah.
They're really sweet. That like, little, like, page, like, I was, like, reading a bunch of articles and stuff about them. But, like, they're really, like, unproblematic. Nobody... They're just, like, going out there. So, yeah, they're, like, three friends who met in Philly, and then they reconvened in, like, D.C., and they, like, they met, two of them met in Maryland, two of them met in Philly, and they were working the underground circuit for a while, and then they kind of just were doing their thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're a genre fusion, like, band, and, like, they just, like, really bring together, like, a bunch of different sounds of hip-hop and R&B and soul and all of that jazz.
I don't know. I think you can hear how close they are in the song. Which
they're buddies. And like, all have little nicknames for each other. They're all, like, bug-related. It's really sweet.
It is really cute.
It's really sweet. But, yeah, I think that they are a great transition into the rest of our roster who are, like, super... Like, everybody coming up is just, like, taking from all these other places.
Yeah.
So I think that they are an awesome transition.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the girlies who are inspired by everyone, what have we got going on?
Well, next up, we have... What They Do by The Roots and X Factor by Miss Lauryn Hill. Guys, this is what we've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
Generation, fast-paced nation, world population confront their frustration. The principles of true hip-hop have been forsaken. It's all contractual and about money-making. Pretend to be cats, don't seem to know their limitation. Exact replication and false representation. You want to be a man, then stand your own. To MC requires skills, I demand some show. I let the frauds keep fronting and roam like a cellular phone far from home, giving crowds what they wanting. Official hip-hop consumption, the fifth thumping, keeping your party jumping with an original something. Yo, I dedicate this to the one dimension. Now no imagination, excuse for perpetration. My man came over and said, Joe, we thought we heard you. Jokes on you, you heard a biting ass too, but and hatred, the game is ill-natured, it's nothing sacred, and yo, it's funny what I see some rap niggas do to make it, a few will blow up, or go as far as they can take it, my 9 to 5, is just to hit you, get the party live, I'm Black Thought, used to rap for sport, now the rhyme saying rent, paying life support, I take it very seriously, within this industry, it's various crews that try to touch me, but I come with the beautiful things, and I'm blessed to track plushly, around the world, crowds love me, from doing tours, recipient of applause from all of you and yours, creator of original sounds that's in the stores you take home to absorb and sweat it out your pores. Now who can stop the music running through these veins? Infinitely go against the grain. That's why my motto is to the life of limos and lights,
airplanes and trains, short days and long nights, keyboards and mics, bass chords and drum kicks, and my mental deck, they hit my head like brick as I embark on a mission, welcome into the dark, when I first spark the arts, when the listening start, open your head wide and let the thought inside, my style fortified by all of Philadelphia, my delf more stealth than all the wicked wealth, high mentality undetectable by the naked eye, dick, I get paid when the record is played, to put it short, I want it made like Ed, enough said, then after that I'm putting on.
But you'd rather make it hard. Loving you is like a battle. And we both end up with scars. Tell me who I have to gain so reciprocity.
blessings manifest with every lesson learned. If your knowledge were your wealth, then it would be well earned. If we were made in His image, then call us by our names. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, oh no, no, no. Keeps turning. Oh, what a day. What a day, what a day. The man that knows something knows that he knows nothing at all. Does it seem colder in your summertime and hotter in your fall? If we were made in His image, then call us by our names. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just.
Unfortunately, we had to cut them off.
Yeah, it has to happen, guys. Listen, we only got so much time. So that was What They Do by The Roots, X Factor by Miss Lauryn Hill, and On by Erykah Badu. Oh, my God.
What a great lineup.
I think those are all my favorites. Okay, listen, we've got some greats coming up. Don't tune out just yet. We've got some great ones coming up. But, yeah, these are three, like, incredibly, like, I would say they're, like, they are the pioneers of all of this.
Absolutely.
The Roots are really awesome. They're from Philly, from what I remember.
Yeah, they are from Philly.
They're from Philly. Very proud Philadelphians.
Yep.
Questlove, We Love You Forever. Also, that's an awesome name. Thank you, Questlove.
That is an amazing name. Like, yeah, he ate with that one.
He really did, and he's kept it his whole life. So.
And he has, and he's committed to it.
And he never rebranded because he knew he was that girl.
Exactly. I don't know how Jimmy Fallon got his greasy little hands on those guys.
That's what I'm saying. But they must be being paid so much.
And as they should.
Exactly. But The Roots, like, did so much, like, in terms of, like, jazz and hip-hop influences. Their first album is so solid. Guys, if you have time, please go listen to their debut. It's so crazy.
Make time in your schedule.
Make time in your schedule, because
It
really is this crazy jazz, like contemporary jazz, like all of this, like it was clearly like it was almost like scat. It sounded like scatting, like just like instrumentally. It's really cool. But there's a lot of experimentation and there's just a lot of just like genre fusion. Yeah. And they continue to do that throughout their career They're still touring. And then Miss Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, they're going to be in September.
So true.
So if you're in the Boston area, go see The Roots.
In our honor, because we can't.
Because we won't be living here.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh. Sorry, things fell. Anyways, and then Miss Lauryn Hill played, who is, you know, queen.
We love you forever, Miss Lauryn Hill. So bad.
We love you, Miss Lauryn Hill. She obviously was just so influential. She was in the Fugees, and then she did her debut album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which was a complete feat in terms of, like, production and just like layering and her soulful
vocals. I mean, you can even hear it in the song that we played. Like the layering is
crazy.
It's like up to date with what we have now.
Yes,
like it is so cool to hear. I know, I love her.
And she had
her
so
voice,
many
beautiful.
Oh my
her
god,
voice
yes, her
is voice, so beautiful.
She's just so soulful and just like I don't know. She sounds like what I imagine Mother Nature would sound like.
Exactly.
She's something so like
the voice
grounding,
of a goddess.
Seriously, she's so amazing and awesome and like just inspired. Like I would say, I don't think there has been a single R&B artist that has not cited her as a influence because she was that girl.
And she still is to this day.
And I would say otherwise because I saw her live, but that's neither
here nor there. We don't have to talk about her live performance.
And then we played Erykah Badu, who again, much like Miss Lauryn Hill, is just a complete just like trailblazer and just amazing like vocalist. Yeah. Just like,
I mean, also going back to our like talk on aesthetic, she's someone who had such a like very distinct aesthetic about her, mm-hmm. and like fashion sense, and just like, I don't know, super, super cool. Yeah. Also, love her voice.
So she's, her voice is so awesome. But something so cool that I thought was like, especially in like 90s hip hop and just like generally like reclamation of like black power, was there were a lot of people like tracing their roots back to like the like African diaspora, yes. and like really reconnecting with that.
Absolutely.
And so we had like a really big rise of like Islamic names like popping up. And so if you actually go look up like any of the roots names, they all have like names like that.
Yeah.
And that like all had to do with like just people from the African diaspora like really reconnecting with those roots. And it was same with Erykah Badu, and she like very much like actively speaks about like how much like that influences like her own music and her own style.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If you see like any of her like necklaces, bracelets, hats, like all of that stuff, like
it is
so
really,
like
really
culturally
beautiful.
Significant to her, and it's so cool. And all of these
it
people,
is it is really really cool. I really do think it's a great, like, these artists are making really really great spaces for people in the future, mm-hmm. as well,
1,000%.
Which is so so important, and love them all so bad, they are killing it. But
coming up,
we are moving on to some Destiny's Child.
Yes! And everyone screamed,
and everyone is so excited. And if you're not excited, get excited, because we're playing Bills 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 by Destiny's Child and Waterfalls by TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you asked to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills?
On my car, gave me back credit, buy me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you're steady heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. Mama's number's here more than once. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller,
when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay the bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
We'll be right back.
attempt something really quick? Hang with us because we have a special guest.
We do.
Hopefully this is working. We have someone calling all the way from
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, to give us an expert, actually.
Yeah, an actual expert. Like, actually a philosopher.
On 90s R&B. Jana, Mina's little sister.
Jana, tell us about girl groups in the 90s.
Yeah.
Girl groups in the 90s, I think, were, like, super vital to, like, pushing female empowerment and, like, self-determination for, like, girls around the world. There were so many girl groups, like, TLC, Destiny's Child, even, like, Spice Girls, who were doing songs that, like, just purely were about, like, not taking disrespect and just being, like, your own person, you know, and being yourself. And I think that's such a cool role model to be for little girls, because they weren't just role models in music. They were role models in, like, society. They were culturally really significant, fashion-wise, even in movies. They were in TV shows. Like, they were doing guest, like, appearances and stuff. Like, they were very much relevant in the day-to-day life. Like, I still can't go a day on Pinterest without seeing the specific photo of Destiny's Child as, like, fashion inspo.
It's so true, because they were, like, just, like, so culturally relevant in general, which I think is really awesome. Where has that gone? Where have the girl groups gone?
No, that's what we were just talking about, because, like, there is no girl group. Like, I can't think of any girl groups that are, like, really prevalent right now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
They were definitely, like, I think with the resurgence of a lot of, like, 90s and 2000s stuff coming back, you know, the fashion, the music, like, people want that back now. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like there's one girl group I know, Float, that has very much, like, that, like, 90s, specifically, like, a 2000s girl group sound. They very much, like, remind me of, like, 3LW. They remind me of Destiny's Child a little bit, you know?
Awesome. Well,
I think that's really cool to see coming back.
Yeah, that is super awesome. And I also think just generally, like, in the 90s, I think that just there were so many, like, musically celebrities, like, okay, musicians were also celebrities and were also, like, doing all these other things. Like, even Tupac was in movies, which is crazy.
Poetic justice.
Exactly. All right, well, thank you, Expert Jenna, for coming on, even though we couldn't figure out how to use
it's okay.
The phone.
The phone in the studio does not work, but this worked.
It's all right. We learn something new every day.
Well, Jenna, do you want to introduce the next song?
Sure. I think up next we have One in a Million by Aaliyah and No Ordinary Love by Sade.
Yeah, we do. Thank you, Jenna, for coming on, and enjoy the tracks, friends.
Thank you. A Million by Aaliyah.
And we're really sorry to Aaliyah that we have to cut you off, but we had the more important Jenna Applegard on the
we did. So Aaliyah's really cool.
Aaliyah's awesome. We love Aaliyah forever. Aaliyah was, you know, an icon, a baddie, a legend.
Yeah.
Also a main R&B girly. We're really sorry we couldn't play her some more of her. But instead, we're gonna
wrap it up with the iconic "The Boy Is Mine" by Brandy and Monica.
It's so true.
It and is a great track.
Has been WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. And we were M's Music Hour.
Yeah.
And this is our 90s R&B episode.
It is.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to our very special guest for coming on today and sharing her wisdom and knowledge and everything she's ever known.
I'm glad you got to hear her at the end.
So anyway, enjoy The Boy Is Mine and enjoy our icon, our legend, my Cinderella, Brandy.
And we'll see you next week. Are we moving into the 2000s next week?
Mm-hmm.
We are, guys. We're moving up another decade. So
we're ending it off on the high. Goodbye, friends.
We'll see you there. Bye.
The boy is mine, the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine.
You know that he's mine. No, he's mine.